Greg Dulcich is out of the red jersey and back as a full practice participant as of Monday in Davie, the last open session before the team traveled to Washington, per the Dolphins Talk practice recap. That resolves last week's day-to-day tag, and for a player whose career has been shaped by soft tissue injuries, a one-week scare that ends in full participation is the quiet good version of an August. Since the news stops there, here's the June red, which most listeners haven't heard. Dulcich outgained every returning Miami wideout last season, 335 yards in 9 games, after an October call-up from the practice squad, and the team re-signed him on a one-year prove-it deal with the general manager saying the back end of his season was the reason. The argument for him: tight end targets are the position's stickiest statistic, his baseline is real, and the target tree above him lost Hill, Waddle, and Waller all at once. The argument against, and it was Miami's own: the front office spent a third-round pick on Will Kaczmarek and a fifth on Seydou Traoré, two rookie tight ends drafted behind a one-year veteran, which is a franchise saying compete, not keep. Our June conclusion was that the claim on the open targets was unresolved, and the camp battle with Kaczmarek was the first thing to watch. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. A healthy week keeps him atop the depth chart, but nothing this window moved the actual competition. Being on the field is the prerequisite for winning the job, not evidence he's won it. Next week, whether Dulcich runs with the starters in preseason game 2, how Kaczmarek is used, and where Malik Willis's checkdowns land now that live reps count, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.